Dumpster Juice Radio, Dez and BA Sports Talk. 2023 football season is here. We'll discuss every NFL team and their opponents. Week one, we'll make predictions on those scores. We'll make predictions on some of the prop bets. We also talk contract negotiations. Detroit Lions, Kansas City Chiefs, the defending champs, kick off on Thursday. Should be a good one.
You're listening to the Dez and BA Sports Talk Show on Dumpster Juice Radio.
Week one in the NFL, the grown man's league. First on Thursday, Detroit Lions, everybody's sleeper pick versus defending champs. Mahomes, minus Chris Jones.
Man, they got a chance. The Lions have a good chance to win.
Why? Just because Chris Jones not there?
Yeah, definitely because Chris Jones is not there.
They got a new running back. Got rid of the touchdown leader from last year. But you said they have a chance. Think Goff going to be
upright? They got a chance.
Well, Goff will be upright. Won't Chris Jones won't be on his neck.
Hopefully, Chris Jones will be out there on the field.
Well, what do you see in that game? Are you, if you were a betting man, would you take the Lions?
What's the spread?
But just head up. Are you taking the Lions or would you take the Chiefs? Like,
no, I'm taking Mahomes. I'm taking Mahomes. There's no doubt in my mind I'm taking Mahomes. Like,
hard to bet against that guy.
That guy.
Not head up.
Yeah, I'm not betting against Mahomes head up. Well, with a point spread, I'm pretty sure the spread is not going to be
seven. 6.5.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not going to be quite 7, but
6.5 Chiefs. I can't go against the Chiefs with that 6.5. So
yeah, they should beat them by a touchdown.
My pick would definitely be the Chiefs.
Chiefs, yeah, I'll take the Chiefs and the 6.5.
Atlanta Falcons with their new running back. Carolina Panthers with the brand new Bama quarterback.
I'm taking Atlanta.
Falcons minus 3.5.
Falcons minus 3.5. I have to take the Falcons.
I definitely would take the Falcons minus 3.5 over the Panthers because
first rookie start.
Bryce Young is his first time. His eyes are going to be big as wagon wheels out there. And I like Bryce Young. There's not a lot of hype behind. People are not really talking about Bryce Young. He's a good quarterback, man.
I think he's going to be good.
He delivers the ball, but can they keep him upright?
And can he take that, the hit?
Don't start that. He played in the SEC.
He's small.
He played in the SEC.
Yeah, but he's small.
He played in the SEC.
That don't matter.
He's a quarterback. All the rules are to protect the quarterback. If your quarterback's getting pounded, you're not going to win.
How about you go tell Tua that then?
Tua got fire knocked from him, man.
Protect the quarterback and he had 3 concussions?
Yeah, it's hardball. Once the concussions start rolling, it's downhill. All gas, no brakes.
Yeah.
A slippery road in the middle of the rain and a snowstorm. Your favorite team, man, the Baltimore Ravens, minus 10 at the Texans with the number 2 pick, C.J. Stroud.
Baltimore Ravens.
All day and twice on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
I think the Texans get destroyed. D'Amico Ryan's debut as a coach will be a short-lived one. They're going to be
Odell,
down.
Odell, 2 touchdowns.
Odell, 2 touchdowns?
2 tutties.
You think?
Oh, yeah. You know I don't like to say that.
So you think Lamar going to give it out there to him, to the wide receiver?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That game's going to be in Houston. Odell's going to want to show out. You think he's going to have that burst to do so?
I think so. I mean,
you're just guessing because we ain't seen it.
No,
In over a year.
The last thing we seen on him was in the Super Bowl.
Okay. Over or under?
First half, he was the MVP.
Over or under on Odell having 2 touchdowns? Well, it's easy to say under on that end.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's going to have at least a touchdown.
Let's say a touchdown. Over and under on Odell having a touchdown.
Over. Touchdown. He's going to have a touchdown.
It's easy with Baltimore's run game to get it down there and then do a little zigzag route for Odell to get a touchdown.
He's going to have a touchdown.
He's going to have a package in there for him to get the ball, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go under. We're going to see. Okay. I'm going to go under. I'll give him over under 7 catches for Odell.
Oh, I'll say he'll have right at 7.
Over under.
Under.
I'm going to go over. I'll give him 8. Okay. We'll see. I said under a touchdown. You said over. I said over 7 catches. You said under. We'll have to compare that at the end of the week. Mr. Watson against Joe Burrow. Browns versus Bengals.
Bengals.
Bengals minus 2.5.
Bengals. Joe Burrow all the way.
You think?
I know.
Bengals is going to pick up where they left off?
Bengals going to beat them.
Man, listen. The way Joe Burrow was getting sacked at the end of the year last year, I'm going to take the Browns plus 2.5. I mean, it's a field goal game. I'm taking Deshaun Watson to come light the league on fire. Period.
Okay.
Over under 2 touchdowns on Deshaun Watson.
Over.
Yeah. Sound like you're thinking the way I'm thinking.
Definitely.
Over under 2 touchdowns Joe Burrow.
Over.
Okay. So we're going to have a high scoring game. What you think?
Oh, yeah.
Colts with Mr. Richardson against Sunshine. Jacksonville Jaguars minus 4.5.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hosting the Colts. All day long, Jacksonville should
cover.
Put that Florida State LSU beat down on the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
How you think Richardson's going to do? Over under 1 touchdown.
Over.
Over under 2 touchdowns.
Under.
All right. Minnesota Vikings minus 6 at the Buccaneers with your boy, your favorite quarterback down there.
Vikings. Covering.
Hold on, man. You don't believe in your guy, man?
Man, listen. Baker Mayfield
stink. You don't believe in Baker?
Baker Mayfield stink, man.
He went won that job, man. Have
I know you
Baker.
Was walking on eggshells, thought we was going to get Baker.
No, I wasn't. I wanted you to have him. I said that.
No, you didn't.
I wanted you to
you
have
him. You didn't want us to get him.
So Vikings on the road in the heat down there.
Covering.
Against Tampa Bay.
Kirk Cousins. Newfound respect for Kirk Cousins.
Watching the show.
Yes.
He's great in that show, ain't he, man?
Yes. What did he go through to be a quarterback?
And you know what? His personality on the field doesn't seem like he's ate up with football the way he is. And you saw his preparation on that show. Bad boy. Man,
newfound respect for him, bro. He works hard, bro, to be as good as he is. He works hard to be that good. It's not natural for him.
He's not the best athlete.
He's not the best athlete. He works hard. To be that good.
Yeah.
You have to work hard to be that good.
And that Tuesday he takes off, he needs that day, don't he, man?
Yes.
He working.
Yeah.
I mean, he is not just going through the motions. He is working.
He's not like a Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
He doesn't have...
Well, we ain't going to take a shot at Lamar now. We
going to do that. No. It's actually giving Lamar a compliment.
As being so athletic and gifted.
And gifted.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Kirk's got to look at the holes in the defense where he's getting out. He's got to look forward to that. Kirk Cousins over under 3 touchdowns.
Over. 3?
3.
I'm going to say 3. That's what he's going to have, 3. I don't know how you... I say 3 if you want me to say under with 3. I'm saying he's going to have 3 touchdowns.
Three or less, you're saying he have 3.
Yeah, I'm saying...
I think that's easy.
He's going to have 3
touchdowns. I think he has 3 touchdowns. Definitely.
It's hard to just say somebody.
Baker Mayfield, 2 or less.
Less.
Think he's going to struggle?
Yeah, he's going to struggle.
Baker Mayfield, over, under, 1 interception.
I think he's going to have 2.
So, over.
That's the Baker I know, 2 interceptions.
I say that, too. I think Minnesota will get after him pretty good, too. The New Orleans Super Bowl champion, black and gold Saints versus them boys, Tennessee Titans. DeAndre Hopkins, Derrick Henry.
I like the,
on the turf.
I like the Saints at home.
Saints minus 3.
I like them. I like them beating Tennessee.
You saying that just...
I'm saying it because I like Derek Carr at home and at dome. I don't like y'all defense.
I think we, at the end of the year, we're going to have a top 5 defense. I think we underrated.
I think you wishing upon a star.
I think we are going to be solid. And I'm going to say Tennessee Titans plus 3 against the Saints. Of course I'm taking the Tennessee Titans.
Okay.
And I really believe, honestly, I'm going to give a score 24-17 Tennessee.
Okay.
Some team up there in Three Rivers, Pittsburgh Stinkers versus the 49ers.
I like my Steelers.
49ers minus 2.5.
I like my Steelers at home.
In Pickett, we trust, huh?
In Pickett, we gotta trust.
Over, under 2 touchdowns.
In Pickett, we have no other choice but trust.
By force?
By force.
No, don't say that because you believe in him. You happy with Pickett.
I believe in
you
him.
Like him, and you said no sophomore slump. You said he's going to take that second gear.
I know what I said, and he's going to take that jump.
Over, under 2 touchdowns.
Over. No, 2. 2 touchdowns, no picks.
Run back over and under 100 yards.
Under.
Over under 85.
Under.
Why, man? Huh?
Fred Warner. Man, that man be on every... That man be on both B-gaps on both sides of the ball, bro.
Every snap, darling.
I'm talking about when the running back hit the line. Hey, buddy, where you going?
what you doing in here?
He covering B-gap on both sides, bro. And C-gap. Even that sweep, he covering that, bro.
I got to take the 49ers, man. I'm going to say Pick it. Over, under one interception.
He might
I'm giving one.
He might have one.
I'm giving one.
He'll get one. This a horse of a different color. Same preseason.
Yeah. For now, it's a downhill on defense, boy. Washington Commanders against the quarterbackless Cardinals.
Man, I like Washington outright.
-7. I say Washington in a blowout.
Washington gonna blow the doors off of these tanking Cardinals.
Washington in a blowout, man.
They tanking.
In a blowout. Heard some stuff this morning about Murray's contract. If he doesn't, like, if he gets hurt again, like, a lot of his money goes back.
Okay.
It's messed up language in there.
That's why they doing what they doing.
Chicago Bears -1 at the Packers. Jordan Love debut.
Where they playing at? I'm taking the home team.
So it's a coin toss. It's a 1-point game, honestly. So it's -1 the Bears. So it has to be in Chicago, huh? Let's see.
I don't know. I'm taking the home team. Because it's going to be a pick'em game anyway. Whoever at home.
Chi-town.
I like Chicago.
Say about Jordan Love. Over and under 2 tugs. I'm going over.
I'm going under.
Over under 1 interception for Jordan
Love. Under.
Under? Like he'll control the ball?
Yeah, they just going to...
He's going to have a pick.
He's going to have one pick.
He's going to have a pick.
But they ain't going to put him at risk. You know how they go.
So you're still taking the Bears at home, though?
I'm taking a Bear.
All right. That's how Vegas has it. -1 Bears. So it's a pick'em game. I mean,
Bears are one of those verge teams. Like,
they got to shift the gear, don't they? I was just about to say
that. It's time.
They got to shift the gear, man. Broncos. Russell Wilson. New Orleans West. Broncos versus the Oakland Raiders.
Vegas. Do I got to pick?
Do you have to pick them?
Do I even have to make a pick on this?
Hey, and the line is -4 Broncos.
I'm going to take Sean Payton.
Give me Sean Payton -4.
Give me Sean Payton. I'm going to try him out and see what he's talking about.
What do you think about Russell this year? Bounce back?
I'm hoping for a bounce back, but I don't know. I literally don't know what's the
deal?
I have no idea. But I know one thing. Pete Carroll saw it. Whatever the deal is, Pete Carroll saw it.
Early, didn't he?
He saw it. He saw that. He knew what it was. He'd been hiding him the whole time.
Remember we said there's no way that he lets Russell Wilson walk because of his caliber of player?
He knew something.
They knew something, didn't
he? He knew something.
They saw the decline.
They saw it.
So we'll see what happens. But Sean Payton should get the most out of him. Should be able to take his skill set and get the most out of him. Did it what you agree, did it?
Yeah.
Moving right along. Chargers, Dolphins. Chargers -3. Your favorite quarterback?
Dolphins.
Dolphins +3.
I like Dolphins.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
I like what they're doing, bro.
On defense, I'm taking them offensively and defensively. Chargers have a heck of a roster. Don't get me wrong.
But they ain't won a playoff game. Herbert ain't won a playoff game yet.
Dolphins +3.
And it's been time for Herbert to be on one of the playoff game. How do everybody be on Dak and then give him a free pass?
Yeah. Get his money, no hesitation.
I don't get it. I don't understand that.
Patriots +3.5 at the runner-up Eagles. Eagles beat gonna down. Maul, I think.
Beat down.
Yeah.
I say this. They're getting beat by 17 points. They'll get beat by 17.
Beat down.
30-fold, 14, something like that.
Beat down. Hometown kid. JL. Make a play or two. Over under Justin 7 Evans. Tackles for Justin Evans.
Yeah.
Over under. 7
I'm
tackles.
I'm going to say over. He fly around the field. He gonna be in the ball.
You get an opportunity with a lot of that dink and dunk out there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look forward to see that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the county. Seahawks versus Rams. Geno Smith, man.
I hate to take them, but Seattle.
Seahawks, beat down. Take a beat down?
They beating them Rams down, bro. Rams in tank mode, bro.
But that's a game that
they are not, man. They try to get rid of Stafford, try to restructure. He didn't want to restructure. They tried to trade him, didn't nobody want him. Bro, they're getting beat down.
Is he even going to be healthy?
It don't matter if he healthy or not. They getting beat down.
Super Bowl winning quarterback, man.
He got a Super Bowl. He did what he was supposed to do.
That was his last leg anyway, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was the back end. So he was on the back nine then.
Seahawks -5.5 over the Rams. You got a score on that one? Because that's a game. It's just a janky game.
I say Seahawks 24, the Rams 10.
Gee, they covered definitely for you.
Yeah, they covered.
Yeah, I'll take Seahawks. What did you say, 24-10? I'll go 28-21 Seahawks on that one.
Still cover, yeah.
Giants versus Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? -3.5
Cowboys cover.
Daniel Jones got that money? Saquon got a chip on his shoulder?
Cowboys cover. They just don't have the weapons. They just don't have the weapons on offense to me.
Cowboys cover. I think I'm going to take... I'm taking the 3.5 with the Giants.
Okay. They got the running game, but they just don't have the weapons. The Cowboys defense stopped.
Sure is. It's hard to run on them.
Yeah, like they
let me reconsider this. You're right.
They got a stout defense. They got a Super Bowl caliber defense.
It's hard, and because if you need to run and you got the quarterback that likes to run too.
Cowboys has a Super Bowl caliber defense, but the offense don't match.
I'm still gonna take the 3.5 with the Giants.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Just because it's the Cowboys. Cowboys.
No, I don't like the Cowboys, but that don't mean...
I think it'll be a field goal game.
Yeah, it could be.
First game of the season.
It could be.
And then the granddaddy of them all. Jets versus Bills.
You already know.
Bills -2.5
I like the Jets.
You like Aaron Rodgers?
I like Rodgers. You know that.
Think the defense going to hold up again this year?
I like Rodgers. They ain't going to have to do it. They not going to have to be spot on.
Aaron Rodgers going to put them in there.
They going
to... You're in every game.
Yes, you like Aaron Rodgers gonna score, gonna throw at least 3 touchdowns.
So over and 3, you take over. Well, you taking 3 or less, you taking 3.
3, I'm taking 3. He's gonna score 3 touchdowns.
Over, one or less on interceptions.
One or less on the interception. Maybe I'd say he might have one tip pass, you know, something like that. Receiver missed the ball, tip it up in the
air. I think it's going to be flawless, man. But you think the Jets are going to beat the Bills, and not so fast, my friend. I'm taking the Bills over the Jets. Okay. Field goal game.
Okay.
Bills over the Jets.
It's going to be a close. It's going to be a dog fight.
And we shall see, man. That is week one. That's the rundown. That is the entire schedule. Cowboys signed Steele. You saw that? 5 years, $86 million.
Yeah, right tackle.
The Chris Jones thing in Kansas City, man. How you feel about that?
Got to pay him.
It should be no question. You got a guy like that. There's no question about his talent, what he does, what he makes the team.
They don't value the defense.
You got to. The organization.
The organization don't value the defense.
He needs to get paid. Nick Bosa needs to get paid. Like, stop playing around with these guys. Aaron Donald making
$30 million. No, I mean, listen, let me tell you something. About the four. You talking about that. 49ers, they front office is not that good. They've been making some bad choices.
Trade 3 first rounders and pick a guy that played 1 season of football.
They reached on Trey Lance. They just gave a D tackle in free agency $90 million. And now you got Bosa
sitting out here fanning around.
Defensive player of the year want money. How does that work?
There's no leverage from the organization in the Bosa situation. Pay the man and shut up.
Especially you got to pay him after you just signed a free agent for $90 million, D-tackle. That's not nearby half as good as him.
Aaron Donald making 30. He's the reigning defensive player of the year. You got to get a man 31, 32, don't you?
You got to give him what he asked for.
That's it, man.
Simple.
That's it, man.
So just by him holding out, I blame that on the 49ers front office.
Because how can you have that man holding out and you just traded away a guy you gave up 3 first-round picks for?
Right.
Yeah. Got to get that together, man. We're going to see, man. It should be a fun week one, man. Anything you looking to see in week one?
My Steelers. Kenny Pickett. That's what I'm looking to
see. How he going to respond?
Yeah.
Like, got a good test, don't it?
He played good in the preseason. I want to see what...
Y'all were dynamic in the preseason, man.
I know. But we got to keep it going.
We're going to see, man.
Yeah.
We'll see everybody on week 2.